Welcome to the Movie Lab. This is Michael.
And this is Damien.
Damien, where the hell did you come from?
I've just been hanging around waiting to start this podcast.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay. Well, it's a co-hosted show today. So not a movie review today. I just wanted to do a preview for the films that I'm looking forward to personally going into 2018. Now, I've made this list. Damien's going to... I'm hoping he shares a bit of enthusiasm for some of these films as well. But yeah, this is really a Michael list. So I'll read them out, Damien, and you tell me what you think.
All right, sounds good.
All right, so one film that I'm really looking forward to, which is coming out early in the new year, or this year I should say now, is a film called The Square. It's directed by Robin Östlund. I probably pronounced that wrong. It's a Swedish film. Now, I don't know much about this. I saw the trailer, and I just showed you the trailer just a minute ago, Damien. And it's basically the plot synopsis is quite vague, but it's a bit ambiguous, but it looks like it's going to be an offbeat sort of satirical comedy about art, altruism, and communities. And so, you know, it looks like as if it's going to be a bit of a satire and a bit of an offbeat comedy. So, yeah, it's getting really big raps from critics, and it's done very well at film festivals. So I would encourage anyone to check out the trailer, particularly if you're into foreign films.
Yeah, it looks, you know, really kind of just interesting and kind of a bit out there, a bit kind of, you know, offbeat, kind of quirky. But I think it'd be definitely enjoyable. It might be more of a critic kind of favorite film.
Well, you know, sometimes critic films and fan films can be one and the same.
That's true, but like I wouldn't be surprised if maybe it was just quite a film that critics rate higher than audiences.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see. It's been released in America and in Sweden last year, like October last year, according to the trailer, and that has the release date for October 27. But as with most things, Australians get it a lot later. So I believe it's February or at least maybe early March that we get it. So a really good website, just by the way, for looking at release dates for films. There's a site called Flicks. It's just flicks.com.au. You just type in Flicks on Google and you'll find it. And you can go to the coming soon and it'll tell you literally week by week what will be coming out. And that's a really good way to see what's coming up in Australian cinemas. Anyway, so the next film that we're both excited for, I think, is a film called Best Friends. Or if you see, just in brackets, the R's there. So it could be Best Fiends.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very ambiguous.
Yeah, that's directed by Justin McGregor, who's relatively unknown. I had a look at his IMDb page and there's not really much there. But yeah, this film, really the stars of this film are Greg Sestero and Tommy Wiseau, who you might know from The Room and even The Disaster Artist. So both of these guys, I mean, I think at some stage Damien will do a review on The Room and maybe The Disaster Artist as well. But if you're familiar with those films, you'll know that those two have a real sort of cult following. They haven't really done any films after The Room, or, you know, very, very minor little things after The Room. So it's going to be interesting to see what this film is really about. Have you seen the trailer or the short that was released?
Yeah, I did. It's kind of vague and looks a bit not really sure.
Yeah, well, it's listed as a comedy thriller. And the trailer, if you look it up online, I mean, it's not really a proper trailer. I think it's just a compilation of clips from the film. That's sort of what that's the impression I got.
I didn't really get much of a comedy vibe from it, but, you know, trailers sometimes, and there's a bit of a mixed tone, they kind of go one way or another depending on the trailer.
Yeah, I was thinking more of like an offbeat comedy, but yeah, we'll see how that goes. Yeah, as I said, the trailer looked really weird, and I'm not exactly sure what it's supposed to be. I actually saw Greg Sestero at a preview screening of The Disaster Artist, and he said during that the film was going to be a David Lynch-like thriller. So you can definitely see, I mean, everybody says that, and everybody wants their film to be a David Lynch-like thriller. That basically means, for those who aren't familiar with David Lynch, that they want it to be dark and weird and artsy.
And we'll see if they can pull off what David Lynch tends to pull off.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. I'm not really sure, because who knows how talented Greg Sestero is. I mean, he's only been in one film, and that was one of the worst movies ever made. So can't really judge him on that. He did write a very, very good novel, a very good book called The Disaster Artist, which I loved. I think it was probably my favorite book of last year. So there's that, but I mean, how much of that was written by him? There's also Tom Bissell who wrote that, co-wrote it with him. But
it's based off events that he was part of. So
yeah, I mean, the story is Greg Sestero's. So you know, there's a lot of heart in that book. That's one of my favorite books. So, you know, if he's as talented, I mean, if that sort of shows his talent, then yeah, I mean, this could be a really good film. I did know that there were a few. I saw on YouTube there was a few people that came out of a screening of this film, and most of their reactions were quite positive. And most of them, because the big question of this is, because it stars Tommy Wiseau, who's, you know, regarded for his horrible acting. But supposedly he's been written into it quite well, like the role's done quite well for him. So I don't know, we'll see. But not sure what to expect, but that's definitely one to watch. There's no release date for Australia yet. It hasn't been released in America. So, I mean, it might even be the case that it comes out in 2019. But
in which case, we'd look very silly for putting it on this list.
Well, I don't know. At this stage, I think it's going to be out this year. But we'll see. I mean, as far as I know, the film's finished. So I'm not really sure what goes into the post-production. And how long that can take, I guess it varies. But we'll see what happens with that. But I think that hopefully that comes out this year, and I'd love to do a review with you, Damien. Maybe we can do The Room and The Disaster Artist leading up to it.
Ooh, sounds exciting.
Yeah. All right. Another film that I'm really looking forward to is a film called Annihilation, which is based on a book by James Vandermeer, which is, it's a sci-fi adventure drama, and it's about I haven't read the book yet. I plan to, but as far as I know, it's about this area on planet Earth called Area X, where all these strange creatures and supernatural things are involved, and they keep sending people in there, and weird things happen to them. So, you know, it seems really weird. And if you see the teaser trailer, I would encourage you to watch the teaser trailer and not the theatrical trailer, which gives away a little too much, in my opinion. So if you watch the teaser trailer, you'll see that it has a really dark sort of vibe about it. It kind of reminded me a little bit of Arrival, just watching the – have you seen Arrival?
Yeah, I was definitely getting some Arrival-esque vibes just from that teaser trailer. You know, the very kind of alien presence, sending in people to see what's happening, and then the post – that them being, you know, inspected by people in hazmat suits and whatnot.
Yeah, it just looks scary and weird. Yeah, that's the vibe I got. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's not listed as a horror film. It's actually listed on IMDb, I'm going by, as a sci-fi adventure drama. So Maybe the trailer's misleading. But, yeah, it definitely looked like it had a horror element in it. So
yeah, I mean, that kind of just the unknown is inherently scary, I guess.
Yeah.
You can definitely play with that if you're a trailer house.
Absolutely. So another film I'm looking forward to is a film by a director named Craig Gillespie, whose previous works I'm not really very familiar with, to be honest. This is a film that I think, Damien, I mentioned to you before I turned you, and you didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
No. Yeah. Well, it stars Margot Robbie, and it's the it's a biography, and it follows the story of Tonya Harding, who was a top Olympic figure skater that was actually banned for life following an attack on her main competitor, Nancy Kerrigan, which was arranged by her ex-husband. So,
yeah, I didn't hear they were making a movie about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Incident or whatever.
There are a couple of films. There are a couple of books on it. So, you know, I might actually give one of those a read because I really like these sorts of stories. I don't know. As far as I know, it's just going to follow Tonya's life leading up to that event and everything that happened around that. So it's getting really good reviews straight out of the box. So looking forward to that. That comes out in February, I believe, this year. And Margot Robbie, who's sort of a rising star, I guess. Can we call her that, or is she already there?
I think at this point, she's probably already there, right?
Yeah, well, she got cast as Harley Quinn in a terrible movie, but, you know, still, big role.
Yeah, yeah. And, it's a big role. She's in how many films that have been up for Oscars now?
Well, The Wolf of Wall Street, but, I mean, that was probably a breakout, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was probably her breakout, but then after that, she's been riding high, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Okay, so next film on my list, Pacific Rim Uprising. Now, the first one was directed by Guillermo del Toro.
Correct.
Yes. This one's not. This one's directed by a guy named Stephen DeKnight, who I looked at his previous work and I wasn't really familiar with any of it, or at least I hadn't seen any of it. So I don't know what to make of that. So this is an action sci-fi. If you're not familiar with the first Pacific Rim, it's basically a ripoff of Neon Genesis. And if you're not familiar with Neon Genesis, just think of giant robots fighting giant monsters to try and save the Earth.
Yeah, it's first one, I think, got pretty mixed reviews, I want to say.
Well, I thought mainly positive.
I'd say mainly, but I think there was definitely some mixed reviews thrown in there. I don't know. But for a while, though, it seemed like there wasn't going to be any sequel or anything to it. It just seemed like that kind of movie universe was going to be dead in the water. But so I was surprised when they announced another one coming out. You know, switching directors, I think, is interesting because Del Toro has a very kind of unique kind of style and visuals to his films. So you'd want to try and keep and capture that kind of thing. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, look, I'm looking forward to it. The first one is a popcorn movie in every sense. So that just means that it's a bit of a dumb movie that you just go to see to have fun that you're not really supposed to think much about. So, yeah, look, but I thought it did its job really well and the action in that film was really good. And, hey, I like giant monsters and giant robots fighting. Like, I think that's cool.
It is pretty cool.
That is, you know, and if it's done well, you know, you could have a really good franchise here. So I'm not that surprised there's a sequel. I thought the first one was received pretty well and it was quite successful. So, yeah, I mean, there's so many sequels and remakes now, so you only have to make a bit of money to justify another one. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that film. So, yeah, starring John Boyega, who, I've only really seen him in Star Wars and Attack the Block, that film that we reviewed a couple of years ago that I didn't really like very much. And he was in Detroit, which I didn't see. Actually, no, he was also in The Circle, which I did see, and that was a very bad film. But he was all right in it. Okay, so the next film on my list is a film called Early Man, which definitely stands out on this list because all the other films I've been talking about, a lot of them have been sort of dark or
serious
or at least unsuitable for children. This film, Early Man, is actually, I guess, a children's film, which directed by Nick Park. Nick Park is the man behind Wallace and Gromit and Chicken Run. And
very unique, distinctive art style.
That's right.
And writing style.
The animation with the clay. So, look, I really love Nick Park. I'm a huge fan of Wallace and Gromit. And Chicken Run's a great film too. Have you seen that one?
I love Chicken Run.
Yeah, everybody loves Chicken Run. It's a great movie. I went to the Aardman exhibition earlier this year, and I looked at a lot of the clay sculptures that they'd made and used in different films for things like even Shaun the Sheep as well. That was a really good film.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. We'll see how that one goes. Now, I'm sure everybody's looking forward to this. This is a really big film. Avengers Infinity Wars, which is directed by the Russo brothers. Now, if you don't know who they are, they have directed a couple of, probably two of the best Marvel films there are, Captain America the Winter Soldier and Captain America Civil War. They may have directed a few others, but they were the two ones that I noted just when doing the little prep for this podcast. So I'm excited. I'm not a huge Marvel guy. I've probably been a little bit hit and miss, although I think in general that movie series has gotten better probably in the last couple of years. I think the last five or six films is definitely, it's jumped up in quality,
I think. They're definitely trying to make them, you know, bigger and better than ever.
Yeah, well, I think they're getting better. So, I've got to say I loved this trailer. This wasn't a movie I was really thinking about much. I mean, obviously we all knew it was coming, but I didn't have many thoughts on it, to be honest. But seeing the trailer got me really excited for it. And just seeing that last clip right at the end where Captain America and Hulk and I think Black Panther are all running through the jungle, like presumably to save someone, just really, really got me pumped up. So I'm really looking forward to that one. What are your thoughts?
I like everyone, you know, I see the Marvel films when they come out and I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm not huge into Marvel. I was probably more interested in it a few years ago. I've kind of fallen off recently, but you know, I'm definitely going to go see this one.
Yeah, so am I. So, yeah, I guess one question that I have, I'm a little worried because my favorite Avenger is Captain America. He's always been my favorite. And it's funny because a lot of people really hate Captain America, I guess because he's got a cheesy sort of title and he has all the cheesiest lines. But I don't really mind that stuff. To me, he's the most most likable. I was going to say the most relatable. I don't feel like I can relate to Captain America, but he's definitely the most likable. So, I'm hoping he doesn't die. I got a feeling someone big is going to die. So a lot of people are saying it's Iron Man.
I'm betting on Iron Man.
Yeah, I'm thinking Captain America just because I keep hearing all of these things about Chris Evans, the guy who plays Captain America, as really wanting to get out of those films and wanting to start his own directing. So that just, to me, gave me the impression that it might be him that dies.
But, you know, you never know. I think they definitely, by this point, have to really kill off someone big and important. Because they haven't really had many major deaths, I don't feel.
No, they haven't. But, I mean, look, they may not kill off anyone. It might just be that they all survive and everyone's happy.
Yeah, that's lame.
Yeah,
you but, you know.
We'll see what happens.
Marvel, I think, you know, they're kind of inherently lame in a good way.
Yeah, well, yeah, cheesy. Yeah. I think that's lame in a good way, isn't that?
Yeah, cheesy.
Yeah, cheesy. All right. All right, so another film I'm really looking forward to is the Deadpool sequel. We don't know much about it. We've seen a couple of shorts and trailers. The most recent trailer was really good, didn't give away much about the movie, which is a good thing. I mean, if it gets you interested but doesn't give away anything, that's the best kind of trailer, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. They're, you know, the marketing for the first Deadpool was fantastic. It was great at getting people interested and hyped without necessarily, you know, going the whole nine yards and spoiling everything. And this film seems like it's following in that kind of those footsteps. So, yeah. And hopefully the film follows the first film's footsteps and is just a really good, enjoyable film.
Yeah. No, he's hoping. It's directed by the guy who, his name's David Leitch, and he actually directed Atomic Blonde, one of my least favorite films of last year. But I will admit that film had great production value. It was just the storytelling that was all over the place. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be all right.
Yeah.
Another film I'm looking forward to is The Nun. Now, this is directed by a guy called Corin Hardy, who I'm not really familiar with at all. The Nun is not a religious film. It's actually part of the Conjuring universe, which I don't know if that initially intended to be a universe, did it?
Yeah,
when it first came out.
It didn't seem like it was going to, but I mean,
well, everyone's doing movie universes now.
It's very successful, and you know, horror movies tend to be cheap to produce, and you know, they make back their money in stride, so I guess it's not too surprising to see this much kind of franchising come off it.
Yeah, I think you're right. So, yeah, look, the Nun was a character in The Conjuring 2. So, you know, I expect it's going to be just a straight-up horror film. And you know, I like those films. I haven't seen the original Annabelle. Apparently that's terrible. But I have seen the second Annabelle, and I've seen the first two Conjurings, and I thought all those films were really good. So I'm looking forward to it just on the basis of the films that came before it. Now, one film that I'm really looking forward to this year is The Predator, directed by Shane Black. So this is in the same – this is a sequel to well, I don't know if it's a direct sequel, but it's in the long list of Predator movies. This is one of them. So,
right, so following from Predator, Predator 2, and Predators, was it?
Yes, and I think they're ignoring Alien versus Predator, just like Prometheus and
well, yeah, that's fair enough, I'd say.
Yeah, fair enough. Nobody really wants to think about those films. So, yeah, look, it's directed by Shane Black, who was actually in the first Predator briefly, and has directed a lot of really good films recently, like The Nice Guys, which was one of the best films of 2016, and he's also directed Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which was another great film. So I'm looking forward to this. I don't know much about the plot at all. I don't think anyone does. We don't know much about it. One thing I'll say though about the Predator series, and even though I really like the Predator as a sci-fi monster, really apart from the first film, there hasn't been much to get excited. I mean, Predator 2 was pretty awful. Predators was okay.
It's pretty forgettable.
Yeah, pretty very forgettable. But I thought it was just a pass, you know. So I'm not sure why after all. I mean, the original Predator came out in like the 70s, didn't it? Or early 80s?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think it was before Alien, the first one, or after?
After, I think. It was after.
Alien references Predators in it, doesn't it, in some way or something?
No, Predator 2 referenced Alien.
Well, the point is, like, those franchises have always been kind of together, but as we were saying, you know, Predator itself is just kind of something that's cool, I think. I mean, it's a cool-looking alien dude.
Yeah, so you feel like there's a lot of potential there for a great film. We haven't really seen that in what, 30 years? Yeah. So
a lot of like the franchising from Predators come from, you know, like comics and video games, those kinds of things, and then being together with the alien.
Yeah, okay, yeah, fair enough. You know, so there's a lot of fans out there who sort of see the potential in this creature as well. There's a bit of a cult following, or maybe a bit more than a cult following. He's quite a well-known.
Yeah, I'd say he's pretty mainstream. Like, yeah, people know what the Predator is.
That's right, yeah. So looking forward to that one. Another film I'm looking forward to this year is Venom. Now, I say I'm looking forward to this movie, and I am. I'm interested to see what will happen. But and if you don't know, Venom is a a Spider-Man villain, one of the most popular Spider-Man villains that made an appearance in a terrible appearance in Spider-Man 3 and hasn't been seen since. So there are a lot of fans of this character that I'm sure are going to be really interested to see this film. But it's produced by Sony, I believe, and it just feels like this is a huge cash grab. Like, I'm not sure why you would have a Venom movie without Spider-Man in it.
I mean, yeah, you know, you need... I'm not sure how they're going to really kind of present him, like, without Spider-Man, because I feel like a lot of Venom's identity comes from Spider-Man, you know, right down to his design.
Yeah,
the
you're right.
Basic, just kind of the evil-looking version of Spider-Man.
Yeah, so I really don't know what they're going to do there. Again, not much is known about this film or the plot. We do know that Tom Hardy is starring in it, which definitely got my hopes up. I think a lot of people feel that way because Tom Hardy's been in a lot of great films and he usually picks great roles. So, but on the other hand, Damien, I can see why Sony might have sensed people's lack of confidence in this film and thought that, okay, we need to throw a lot of money at a big star that will get everybody on board. And maybe I don't know how much money they offered Tom Hardy, but I'm sure it was a lot. So I feel like we're being played still, even by the casting of Tom Hardy.
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't have high hopes for it, I'll be honest. But, you know, hopefully it is good. I like it when things are good, typically, so...
We'll see how it goes. Now, another film, now this one again sort of sticks out on the list, and this is maybe a guilty pleasure series of mine, but I am really looking forward to Johnny English 3. I really like the first two. I know that the whole James Bond parody is very tired, particularly after the whole Austin Powers era, which was many years ago now. But look, I really enjoyed the first two Johnny Englishes. I really like Rowan Atkinson and... yeah, I mean, I think at this point, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, I just kind of, like, I wonder, like, why they're bringing it back now, but well, if it's good, it's good. So
we'll see what happens.
We'll see what they can do with it.
Yeah, that's right. Now, another film on this list, Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, directed by David Yates, who has directed quite a few of the previous Harry Potter films, most of the best ones, actually, towards the end of the series. So, look, I've put this on the list. I'm not really looking forward to it, to be honest. I guess I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. As Damien knows, I talk about Harry Potter all the time. So anything Harry Potter that's coming out in cinemas, well, of course I'm going to see it. So I'll be there. But I wasn't a big fan of the original Fantastic Beasts. And the biggest problem I have with this film coming out, I think is a pretty common issue that people have, is the casting of Johnny Depp as Grindelwald. Now, if you're not familiar with the Harry Potter universe, I'm not going to get into all of that. I don't know who Grindelwald is.
A fair amount.
I can, that we know. We could do another podcast on that. So I won't get into all of that. But Grindelwald is a pretty important character. And obviously, you know, he's in the title for this film. So he's going to be the main protagonist, or at least the main villain. So, you know, I think we were just expecting, I guess in my mind, the way that Grindelwald is described in the books does not, I mean, a picture of Johnny Depp does not appear in my head. Johnny Depp would be one of the last people I would have casted for that sort of role. So, and look, that's even putting aside all of the personal, all of the things that have been happening in Johnny Depp's personal life, which we're not really going to get into here, but I mean, I know a lot of people have been put off by that itself. That's probably not what's even put me off. I just feel like this is a really bad casting choice. But look, you know, I'll say he's been in some good films, and he can pull off a really good performance. So maybe he'll prove us all wrong, and I hope he does.
Yeah, hopefully. You know, I mean, but at the same time, he hasn't had any good recent performances, I'd say. But yeah, that's just my personal opinion. And yeah, the rest of the film might be fine without just, you know, by Johnny Depp's performance.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens there. Which brings us to the last film on my list, Aquaman, directed by James Wan. It is the sixth entry into the DC universe. Now, look, I guess I am looking forward to this film. It's the only DC film that's coming out for the year, I believe, at this point, unless there's anything that's going to be announced. I think this is the only one, and I believe the release date's close to Christmas, so it's quite a while off. Now, look, I'm a bit sort of hit and miss with the DC universe, as I am with the Marvel. I think DC's been an interesting one because they've really changed their tack particularly with the recent film Justice League, they've gone from some of the more darker, sort of more serious approaches from Man of Steel and Batman Superman, and they've gone to a bit more of a lighthearted, you know, Disney-esque sort of approach with Justice League. And, you know, I think that that film was a little bit clunky, but it was enough to get me interested in the future films. So, yeah, look, we'll see what happens. I like James Wan. He's the director of The Conjuring and The Conjuring 2 and a couple of other horror films as well. So, good director and a character... Damien, I don't know how familiar you are with Aquaman. I'm not. I don't know much about him, but I'm keen to learn more.
Yeah, Aquaman, I think, has always been kind of like the butt end of most jokes when it comes to DC characters, at least casually. So, you know, putting him in his own film seems like a risky move, but they've definitely tried to make him, you know, very like a cool looking character, someone who's like, you know, tough like Batman, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, they made him like a surfer bro sort of guy, which is. I mean, yeah, I guess maybe that character needed a bit of a change-up. He was very dated. So, yeah, and you're right. He was the butt of all jokes when it came to superheroes.
Even in Justice League, Batman was cracking jokes at his expense.
Yeah, well, there you go. I don't even remember that, but there you go. So, all right, so that's a few films that we're looking forward to, or at least I'm looking forward to in 2018. So I hope to review nearly all, or hopefully all of those films throughout the year. We'll just see how long this podcast lasts, really. But, yeah, we'll see how we go. So thanks for joining me, Damien.
No worries.
And we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.